Engineering.
Brian, well, it looks like he's discovered a little bit more rubbish. And the dustbin men are on the way, so he's doing what Mummy often does and taking it out for the dustbin men just before they get here.
No, mine. That's my dustbin bag.
What's your dustbin bag, sweetheart?
There's a dustbin bag in it.
Yes, we've only got one dustbin bag today, haven't we? We normally have two or three. We've only one today.
Purdy, I need to kill you with the dustbin men.
Oh, I don't think Purdy's really too bothered about the dustbin men, Thomas. I think she's a little bit frightened.
Sorry, Purdy.
For the noise of the lorry. It sounds like it's getting closer. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Shall I get the little stool for you to climb on?
No.
No?
No, thanks.
Are you sure?
No, you'll sit there and walk here.
I'll sit with you.
No, thanks. That must be still. You climb on it.
Like this?
Yes.
I'm very big.
I'm very big.
You're big too. What are you giggling for?
Looking at sausages.
Are you?
Looking at chips. Nothing in there.
Is there something on there?
What?
What about?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Excuse me, this is the man that comes round with the clean bags, isn't it? Oh, we had to wait for him today. And he's got two other men with him as well. Yes. Oh, there we are. That's lovely. He's waved at you today, hasn't he? Mm. Isn't that nice?
What's it called?
What's it called? What's he called? I don't know. I really don't know what he's called. I don't know what any of the men are called. Isn't that sad?
They come every week
and wave at us and we never know their names. Anyway, let's just move. Just let go of the window, darling. Let go. Let's just move your stool now because you can see more. Ever since Daddy's been leaving the car at home, we haven't such a good view, have we?
No, Daddy's not like that thing, then.
Doesn't he?
No.
Oh, has he told you?
Yeah. I just know.
I didn't know that. Why does he not like them?
I don't know.
No, I don't think he minds them, Thomas. I've never heard him say he doesn't like them. I think he's very grateful to them for carrying the rubbish away every day. Don't you?
Yeah.
Now be careful climbing
up. A lot of dustbin men.
Can you see? Can you see the men walking down there?
Yeah. What form are they?
Well, they're delivering all the clean bags, aren't they? And they're picking up the dirty bags of rubbish.
And this is like what form am I? I'm going to press it.
Press it?
Twist that button the other day.
He did, didn't he, one day, yes?
And that man carried me.
Did he? He lifted you up and let you press the button. That was nice, wasn't it?
Yeah. The dustbin wagons.
They'll be coming along in a minute. They've got quite a lot of things to do. Look, the man's delivering a clean bag at Sue's house. Can you see?
Yeah.
Can you see? Look, he's picked up Sue's bag of rubbish and what's he doing with it? He's carrying it, isn't he? They must be leaving the bags at different places, I think, now.
Thanks for me.
Look, there's a white plastic bag blowing. Oh, did you see that blowing across the road? It's a beautiful, sunny day, but it's very cold outside and it's ever so windy. It's nice in here, isn't it, in the window in the sun. Are you all right, baby?
Tickle me.
Tickle you?
Yes.
Tickle you? I'll tickle you. Mr. Gorgeous, who had his hair cut on Saturday at the Barber's?
Thomas and Grandad.
Thomas and Grandad?
Oh, yeah.
the busy day, didn't you? You went to the barbers and you went to the beach and collected some pebbles.
And I got my gates open. My gates open.
I'll close it down.
You missed the Disney men.
Oh, I won't. I'm only walking here to close it. Don't worry, I'll be back. Hello, Purdy.
Hello, Purdy. Oh, Purdy. Your cheeks on fire, something like that.
Your cheeks on fire, something like that? Are you saying that to Purdy? What are you doing?
Give me your feet off here. Yeah.
Put my feet off here. You want me to move my feet, Thomas? No. Oh, now what's happening? Oh, here he is. The man himself. You're going to wave at the driver? That's right. Wait till he looks at you. Perhaps he's not seen you. He's not looking in the house, is he? Yes. I don't think he's looking at you. Won't he? You're banging the window. Oh, there he is. Look, wave. There you are. Yes, he's seen you. There you are. He's waving back. That's lovely. There's another man there to wave at. Yes, he's waving at you as well.
Got mercy.
Right, you stand up here. Oh, stand there and watch what they're doing now. Right, there you are. And you see them putting the bags in the back?
The man's licking mine.
Yes, he's waving. They're both waving bye-bye. Wave back. That's it. Oh, now isn't that nice? They both look specially, didn't they? Mm. That's it. Right. That's very nice of them. Over at the other side of the road now, aren't they? Do you remember a few weeks ago, Thomas, before Christmas, they used to come much, much later in the day. Mm. And it was always dark and we could see the light flashing, couldn't we? Mm. And now it's, you can hardly see it for
too long. Two wheels.
Yes, there are two wheels at the back together, aren't there?
They're coming out of action. Long out track.
Right, they're driving now. Driving away. Ah, oh, that's this all gone for another week. Mm. All gone for another week, Thomas. How's that? Hmm? Ooh. Ooh.
I'm not need some curry.
You don't need to be curried?
No.
Okay, and what are you doing? Listening to the headphones? Mm-hmm. Right, so let's just put them very gently, very gently. Now, can you hear what's being said?
Yeah.
What's Mummy saying? Is Mummy saying something to you?
Yeah.
Have we just seen the dustbin man, Thomas?
Yeah. You're now bye-bye. Boom. That's fun.
It is fun. Now, do you know what I think we should do now? Let's just wipe the little sleep from our eyes. There's a little bit of sleepy dust in the corner of your
eye. Hello.
Eye. You're talking to the tape recorder.
Nobody listening to me.
Nobody listening to you? Well, let Mummy have the headphones and you talk and I can listen to you through the headphones. What would you like to tell me, Thomas?
A suit.
Oh.
Hello, Mummy.
Hello, Thomas.
Where you been?
I haven't been anywhere. I've just been watching the dustbin man. When you don't touch any buttons, you mustn't press anything.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh. Right, I think we should go for a walk while the sun's still shining and it's nice and sunny.
You need to do my wellies to play in the back garden.
You want your wellies on to play in the back garden?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, we'll do something. It's just that if the sun goes, it's going to be so cold outside. So shall we do it now?
Yeah.
Right, so let's get you changed. What did you say then?
Baby Louise, I said.
Baby Louise? You're Baby Louise, are you?
No, I'm the little apple man.
You're an apple man? Mm-hmm. Well, you've gathered your stones in a box. You're pretending you're apples. For me?
Yeah.
Oh, let me have a look.
An apple?
Yes, please, you can open the box. Let's have a look.
where the small apples.
Oh, they're apples, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you very, very much.
You eat them?
Yes, I'll eat them, yes.
You won't?
Thank you. I'll only eat one at a time, then. Thank you. Oh, that's lovely.
It's big, huge one.
A big, huge one. Gosh, yes, it is huge, isn't it?
It's got a pip in it, yeah.
I bet it's got a pip in it, that one. It's very big. I think I would have to slice that into small pieces before I could eat that. Some smaller ones.
Hmm? And maybe two ones. Mm.
Which is the largest stone, Thomas?
Yeah.
That's right. Which is the next largest?
There.
Yes. What about the next one?
Big.
Yes. And then what about the other four?
That one.
Yes.
And that one.
No, no. That one first, I would say, yes.
That one.
That's the smallest, isn't it? That's the smallest. There we are. Let's put them in order like that.
It's putting in my lorry now.
Look at that. That's how we go with stones.
My apples are closed.
Oh, right, the box of apples is closed.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Be careful you don't drop them because they're very heavy, those stones, Thomas. They can land on your toe. They'll hurt, won't they?
It's heavy.
It is very, very heavy. Right, sweetheart, let's get you changed.
Bringing more apples. Oh, just a minute. Open the box. Get more apples. Looking more apples.
Why don't you bring the box here? Because they're going to be too heavy to bring back. Bring the box back here. The box is going to be too heavy to carry, Thomas, so you keep putting stones in it.
It is full heavy apples.
Full of heavy apples, is it?
Yes. What?
Oh, thank you so much. That's very kind.
You'll eat them.
Thank you. Oh, yes, I'll eat them, yes. We'll have an apple later, shall we? Yes. Right. We've just been out for a walk with Joe and Becky, haven't we?
Sooty
was running about. Sooty the dog, yes. Somebody's going to Joe's house to cut the dog's hair.
Yeah.
The clippers come in to clip Sooty's fur, for his hair. Sooty's a dog like Pippin, isn't he? Like Auntie Mabel's Pippin.
Is that nice?
So Joe, I don't know. So Joe wanted to take Pippin out so he'd had a good run round before the dog clipper came.
I open this parcel.
Yeah.
Lots of apples!
Oh, I can see the apples, yes, very nice. Right, let me open this parcel and see what I've got inside it. Oh, it looks like a little boy called Thomas Henry.
It's not, it's an apple.
It's an apple?
Yeah.
Shall I take your shoes off?
Purdy loves apples.
Yeah, no, Purdy doesn't usually eat apples, does she?
Yeah.
Do you know what Grandma's pussycat ate the other day when I was there?
Yeah.
Some pastry.
Yeah.
I've never ever known a pussycat like pastry before. But Grandma's pussycat eats a little bit of pastry. It was from an apple pie, a piece of apple pie.
What for? What for?
What do you mean? Why did Gilly eat the apple or... I mean, the pastry? I don't know why she ate it. She must just have been hungry and decided she liked pastry. And so she eats it now, whenever there's pastry around. I don't think Birdie likes pastry, does she?
No, I think so.
I don't think so.
I think so, me.
You think so, do you? Can you go to my bed, sweetheart?
Well, I'm finding some.
No, I'd like, well, yes, later. I'd like you just to lie down.
No,
no. No, come on, the quicker we get you changed, the quicker we can do other things, can't we? Are you tired?
Yeah.
Your bottom's cold. It's quite cold outside, actually, isn't it? Very cold day. Is it a very cold day?
Apple Man's still sleeping.
Oh, the Apple Man's sleeping, isn't he? Oh, little apple man. Little apple man's got nice legs, hasn't he? Hasn't he got nice little legs? Oh. Oh, you've got nice little legs, but your elbows are cold. Right, you sleep on your back and then I can do this. Oh, your vest feels wet, doesn't it?
My jumper's not wet.
No, your jumper's not wet, but your vest is. Can you just sit there a minute while I go and get you a clean vest, please? Don't start moving because you'll fall off. Sit still. Sit still, Thomas.
This is an agent coming out, squash it, and then the smoke come out.
No, Thomas, that's the talcum powder.
No, a bit.
Yes, if you squeeze talcum powder, it does look a bit like smoke, doesn't it, coming out? So you won't do that. Let's lift your nose in.
Drain.
Oh, dear.
And I'll show you.
Let's take your vest off from the top.
I need to help.
You need to show me. Oh, you dropped it on the floor now, so.
You need to pick it up, Mummy.
Do I?
Yeah.
Oh, I shall pick it up in a minute when I've got you dressed. Come on, let's put this clean vest on and your jumper back on so you don't get cold.
Now get Mummy now.
In a moment.
No, please.
So I guess you're going to put your jumper on, because you're going to get cold. Your body feels very cold anyway. You do feel a cold boy. There's no point getting you even cooler, is there?
Yeah.
That's it. Arms through there. Lovely. I don't think you had any mittens on when you went out, did you?
No. I mean, the hands will come out and show you. Yeah.
Oh, yes, little bits of powder's coming out, isn't it?
Come on, get trains.
What's it like?
It's train smoke.
Train smoke? Is it like the smoke you see from a steam train? No, don't do that, Thomas. If the lid comes off, you'll be in a terrible mess, won't you?
I can open. Let it squeeze out.
You're squeezing it out, are you?
It's not working.
Well, talcum powder is very messy. We don't want us everywhere, do we?
Yes.
No, we don't.
Yes, you do.
Right, you have to move it now because I can't do what I'm trying to do with you. Hold it. You had your hair cut, didn't you, on Saturday?
Granddad's
house, yes. Who cut it?
Michael,
the hairdresser, cut it, didn't he? It wasn't actually at Grandad's house you had it cut, was it? Was it the barber's? But it's the barber that Grandad goes to.
Does his work too?
Pardon?
Does his work over there? That's where I work.
That's where you work?
Yes.
You're pointing to your slide and your swing. Is that where you work? Well, there we are. Do you feel a bit fresher now, sweetheart?
Up there, near the swing, and that's my work. The apple man's still sleepy.
The apple man's still sleepy, is he? Did you say still sleepy or too sleepy?
Too sleepy.
He's too sleepy. Too sleepy to do any more work.
Yeah.
Oh well, has the apple man been up very, very early in the morning picking all the apples from the trees in the orchard? And packing them into boxes ready to sell? He's been a busy apple man, hasn't he?
Bring the apples to Mummy's house.
You've been delivering them to Mummy's house, have you? Well, we go through a lot of apples. We could do with a special delivery of apples, couldn't we?
Yeah, what for, Mum?
Well, because I eat a lot of apples, so does Daddy, so does you. So do you. I can't believe I just said that.
So, are you going to open my
Oh, he's awake.
Hello, Apple Man.
Hello.
Can you sell anything else apart from apples?
And oranges.
And oranges, apples and oranges. So really, you're a fruit...
Pears.
And pears. You're a fruit shop man, aren't you? Are you a greengrocer?
Oh, yes, I am.
Are you?
I live in a big lorry, a full green one, it's blue and white.
You live in your big lorry and it's what, blue and white?
Yes, red. Red wheels and black wheels.
Yellow wheels and black wheels. Oh, we saw some men today when we were walking out with Joe, didn't we?
Yeah.
What were those men doing on Bluestone Drive?
Begging the stone back.
What were they doing?
Big lorry falls. Where's the trailer called?
I'm not them. It was a big orange lorry, wasn't it? And it had a sign on it said stop and go. And the men were drilling some holes in the ground and were erecting bollards. Because I think some people have been driving through with cars, haven't they? And that's a bit naughty. So they were putting up some bollards to stop people doing them. Just open the door because I think Paddy wants to go out.
What for, Mummy?
Oh, she wants a little look around the garden, doesn't she?
Well, that lorry park is still longer. It's not ready yet.
What's not ready yet?
That lamppost.
Oh, no. Well, he was putting some bollards up, wasn't he? He had two to put up. There were two men working on it. Now, the lorry's probably driven off now because we've been home a little while, haven't we? And they dug the hole and they got the bollards in place. I think we're just going to put some cement around the posts to keep them in place.
Someone's rolled on the wrong path.
Pardon?
Someone's rolled on the path.
Yes, somebody's driven on the path and they shouldn't do that, should they?
No.
It's not really nice.
What for? A fire engine?
Well, fire engine's in an emergency. I think that's a little bit different in a fire engine.
Big fire engine rolling over the walk path.
Yes, a fire engine can go over the footpath if it's necessary, but I don't think it's necessary for people to drive the cars over that bit of grass, do you? Because it's nice there. It's part of the park, and people are spoiling it by driving over it. And apart from that, it's very dangerous, because do you remember that Sunday morning we went for a walk? It was Sunday afternoon, actually.
Yeah.
And there were people driving, there were motorised go-karts and all sorts. It was quite dangerous because they were going very, very quickly, weren't they? And we were just out for a nice gentle stroll and we saw some other people with prams and lots of elderly people.
Some pushchairs.
Some pushchairs. Yes, I don't know whether you remember because it's going back a few Sundays now, but there was a little boy on a bicycle and he fell off. Do you remember? He was with his mummy and daddy, but he was cycling a little bit ahead of them. It's quite near the pond. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he fell off his bike, didn't he?
What for?
Well, he just lost his balance and tumbled.
On the grass?
Yes. And his daddy went running to him, didn't he? I don't think he was hurt. I think he was just a little bit shocked because he'd fallen over.
Well, that man ran off the grass.
He did them, but that's quite right, Thomas. You are remembering the right thing because daddy ran over the grass, but he was daddy, didn't he?
What for?
Because the little boy had fallen off. And I think the daddy was running to check that the little boy hadn't hurt himself. If you fall over, I go running to you. Don't I?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yes.
Please be very proud.
I find me and Sam.
You find him Sam, are you?
Picking all the apples.
Her friend Sam collecting all the apples.
Up to the village.
Oh. In the village?
Mm.
Do you mean you're collecting them in the village or you're selling them in the village, delivering them?
Delivering
them around the village?
Yeah. It's farming going too, like. It's not for farming going,
like. Oh, yes, that's your fireman from your small fire engine, isn't it? With your nice yellow helmet on. Oh, Perdita! Wait, don't do that! Wait!
Where's Perdy done?
Well, Perdy's sharpening her claws on the edge of the chair, which is a bit naughty because she's got a scratching post just behind the chair.
Tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick.
How to sharpen their claws, you see, pussycats. And she usually does it outside on the tree, but we have a nice scratching post inside. She didn't use the scratching post then. She just went ahead and used Mummy's chair.
Yeah.
Wasn't nice, was it?
What floor, Mummy?
Well, I think it probably is quite nice to scratch the
floor. The little fireman's going in on his two legs.
The little fireman's doing what, sweetheart?
Bagging a poo.
I don't know what you said. Oh, it's raining now, Thomas.
Yeah.
Looks like we went out at the right time. It wouldn't have been nice if you'd been out now, would it? Let me just pull your trousers up and I had to wash my hands.
And mine pants.
There was something that Mummy wanted to look for. Yes, we can wash yours as well.
And mine.
Yes, would you like your hands washing?
No.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And your soup.
Just me.
Not mine.
I'll close that door now. Now, let Chrissy cat's.
Little fireman gone having a poo on your head.
He's not. He's certainly not doing that on my head, Thomas.
Yes.
Could you sit down, please, before you fall? I've just run it so we get some nice warm water. Can you sit down, please?
I'm going to do that.
Oh,
something to show me?
Yes, I've got something to show you.
I'm not eating my dinner.
No, just sat down here at the table so I can show you something. Because I'm going to just wash your hands because you've been out and we've been touching the city, haven't we?
No, I'm not needing my hand washing. Blue and white.
Blue and white, isn't he? Yes. Little fan has got his yellow helmet and he's got two faces. One's blue and one's white. He spins round, doesn't he?
Oops.
Oh, Mr. Daisies.
Fell down the floor over.
Yes, he's gone dizzy and fallen on the floor, hasn't he?
What for?
I think he lost his balance. He was spinning round, wasn't he? Round and round and round and then he fell.
Nidge. I found the nidge. Yeah, and he's going round it. What for, Mum?
So was you so tired? Have you been used to having a little sleep at Nana Grandma's during the day?
And you poor me. Poor me.
Poor you?
Yeah.
Oh, poor you. Yes, poor you.
Paul.
Oh, Paul? Mm. Do you mean pull as in you want me to pull you?
Yeah.
Why do you want me to pull you?
Because I have to find your pippin.
You want me to pull you?
Yeah.
Pull you along?
Mm. Not bite me.
No. Sure bite you,
no.
No. Pull your little socks up because I do think you feel cold today.
Pull me now.
Right, would you like to have a look at what's happening to show you?
No, thanks. What's this?
What's this?
I need to open this door. Look at this. It's a tank.
Yes.
Mum's put it in there.
I did. This is the jewellery box that Daddy bought, but we've not really done anything with it, have we? But do you remember Mummy buying you that little badge I bought us at York Station for you?
Yeah. I missed the train.
Yes, because when I got to the station, the train to Manchester was just leaving, and I had to wait a little while longer. Do you like that?
It's gold. It's gone away.
Just move that.
Yeah. Okay. I need to pull that.
That's the key. It's like a tassel, isn't it? What have we got? What shall we put in? There are some beads here.
I need to put in it, that one in that
bag. That's right, yes, you can keep your Thomas the Tank Engine bag in my jewellery box. That's nice, isn't it? Necklace.
Yeah.
Look, I can put it on. Does that look nice?
Your Auntie Mabel.
Oh, Auntie Mabel, does she wear necklaces like this?
Yes.
Right, would you like to put it round your neck?
Oh, yeah.
When you do, have a look in the mirror there. Can you see? You've got a necklace on.
I'm not wearing a necklace.
The family Sam's not wearing a necklace, is he not? Look at this.
This molding.
You've got to be careful with it, darling, because the beads are very delicate. This is a gold chain. Look at this. Oh, it says St. Michael.
St. Michael.
What's the Spencer? I can't remember. I can't remember where this is from. I think Daddy must have bought me this. Ah. Now, when Mummy was little, there was a programme on the television, I think it's still on that, actually now, called Trumpton. That was all about a fire station. And the Lord Mayor used to come to the fire station and he had a big gold chain around his neck like this. You know, very important people wear big gold chains like that.
And I need a beads on.
Don't you?
No, not. Turn the socket.
Look at this.
It's a little fire engine.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm firing them and they're opening.
Oh, I see. You're returning the key to the jewellery box. It's opening Fireman Sam's
fire
engine, are you? Can you see this, Thomas?
Can I see it?
This little brooch. What's that a brooch of? What is it?
Brooch.
But do you know what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Pussycat.
Pussycat smiling.
The pussycat's smiling. Yes, it's got a nice grin, hasn't it? Grinning like a Cheshire cat. Hoodie's a Cheshire cat, isn't she?
It's my necklace.
Your necklace, that's right, that's your badge. Mm-hmm. Mummy, this is a brooch. This is a brooch rather than a bag. Now, this is some wool. I don't quite know what the wool's doing in the jewellery box. Did you see a programme on Auntie Mabel and Pippin about wool?
Yeah.
They were, what was she using the wool for, Thomas?
A knitting jumper.
She was knitting a jumper, wasn't she? What colour was the jumper?
Blue.
Blue, and who was she knitting it for? Can you remember?
Oh, no, no.
I think it was for her sister Edie, wasn't it? And she hadn't quite finished when she ran out of wool. And the local shop didn't have any wool left. So they suggested she went straight to the factory and they walked in and they were, oh, lots and lots and lots of different balls of different coloured wool. And eventually they tracked down the right one, didn't they? And they got home and all she had to do was sew it together with the wool she bought. And what did Pippin do?
They tied it around the memory and smiling.
I don't think Auntie Mabel was smiling at the time because he caught hold of some of the wool and he pulled it and it unravelled all the jumper that she knitted for her sister. Ah, now you know what this is, don't you?
Yeah.
What's this?
It's a necklace.
No, that's not a necklace. What's that?
It's a watch.
It's a watch. Whose watch is it?
It's Reverend Tim's.
Reverend Tim's? Do you not think it's Mummy's watch?
I think it's Daddy's watch.
Yeah, you don't know, that's Mummy's watch. Now, do you know what that is?
It's Mummy's watch.
No, this isn't a watch. This is something you put round your wrist.
No, I don't need it, Tom.
Shall Mummy put it on to show you?
Yeah.
This is a bracelet, Thomas.
Yeah.
So we looked at badges, brooches, necklaces, watches. Now, this is something Daddy wears, isn't it? That's a tie clip. Keeping Daddy's tie in place. Oh, you know what that is, don't you?
A ring.
A ring, Mummy's ring, look. And you see in the jewellery box, there's a special place there for rings. You see?
Mm.
Oh, I don't think this should be in the jewellery box. You know what this is?
Yeah. Some money.
Some money, it's some of your toy money. It's a 5 pence piece.
Where's my big box for lots of money?
I think it's upstairs. I can go and get it in a minute if you like.
Play now. Be a shopkeeper.
You want to be a shopkeeper with your toy money in my jewellery box? That would make a fantastic till, wouldn't it? Look, do you know what that's called?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's a tutu.
It's not a tutu, it's a cufflink.
It's a tutu.
Daddy wears those on his shirt sleeves. Ah, look at this.
What's this?
I knew you'd like that. I think that came out of a Christmas cracker. It's a blue plastic chain with a little orange heart on it, plastic. Don't think to go around your neck, that's it. Use it as a bracelet. And then we've got these.
Shop is closed!
Is it?
Yes.
Do you know what those are?
Yeah.
What are these?
Rings.
No, what?
Rings.
What sort of rings?
What can those ears?
To go in Mummy's ears, they're earrings. Look, that's a ring. A ring from Mummy's finger. And these are earrings from Mummy's ears. So where should we put the earrings, Thomas? Should we find a little place? Would you like to choose a drawer for the earrings to go in?
Big one.
A big one? Or should we put them in there?
Yeah.
These are very precious earrings, aren't they? These are made from pearls and gold. Put those in there. Now, I'll let you choose somewhere for the brooch. And would you like me to go and get some toy money?
Yeah.
I might not be able to find it though, Thomas. I'll have a quick look. So are you being a shopkeeper in a jewellery shop?
Yeah.
Some little people as well from the train set. And I think really they're a little bit too small. I was frightened you were going to swallow them, so we took them out, didn't we? Thomas, have you made a smell?
No.
No? Sorry. Perhaps you have. Do you know what you could have done? You could have put the money in that one, and you could have put all the 50 pences in there and all the 10 pences in that one. Would you like to do that, to sort them out?
No.
No? Okay. Hello, Mr. Shopman. Are you open for business?
It's closed just a minute.
Is it closed?
Yeah.
Right. I'll just move these things out of your way.
I need that key.
You need the key to open the shop, do you?
I'll show you. It is. It's open.
Oh, it's open. Hello. I would like to buy a Thomas the Tank Engine badge for my little boy Thomas, please. Have you got such a thing in your shop?
Not that one.
That's quite surprising. It was on the top shelf, wasn't it? How much is that, please?
One penny,
right. I just need to get some money to pay you. I'll help myself on a tip. Here you are, shopkeeper. There you are. There's 20 pence there. So could I have some change, please?
Mm-hmm.
Have you some change for me? Oh, that's lovely. Thank you very much. Oh, while I'm here, have you got any rings, please? I think I'd like a nice sapphire and diamond ring and a nice ring with some blue stones. Have you got a lady's ring that would fit that finger, please?
Oh, yes. On that shelf.
On that shelf? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's lovely. Are you going to help me try it on?
I just tried it on.
Oh, what do you think? It's a perfect fit. Does it look nice? Does it look nice, sir?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I'll take that then, please. How much is that?
Two.
Two pence. Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet Daddy wishes it was. He bought it. There you are. Thank you. I'll call again. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm going to a party this evening. I'd like to wear some earrings. I wonder if he's got any nice pearl earrings in his shop. Or perhaps I'll go back after lunch. Bing bong! Hello, Mr. Shopman.
Hello.
Have you got any earrings, please, in your shop?
I haven't.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, I thought you were a jeweller's. Are you a jewellery shop?
No.
What?
I am.
Oh, yes, you are. Right. Well, usually when I've been in before, I've seen earrings in the drawer, the third drawer down, the second drawer down.
It's my mum and dad down
there. Yes. The one above that.
Mummy, it's one that got anything.
Oh, it hasn't. Well, perhaps he's changed it round. Perhaps it's the next shelf.
I've got some earrings and things.
You've got some earrings and things. Which earrings do you think would suit me the best?
These ones.
They're nice, aren't they? They look, they go nicely with this ring, don't they? Mm. How much are the earrings, please?
Two pennies?
There you are, it's exactly 2 pence. Oh, I tell you what, I'll give you 50 pence and then you can give me some change for the bus home. There you are, thank you. Have you got a little box or something I could wrap them in?
Mm.
Right in there, a little bag or something to take them home, because I won't drop them, they're very small, aren't they? I'm still trying to unravel this ball of wool, Thomas, while you're busy serving me. Got in a real mess with it, haven't we? That looks a very nice bag. Do you give special bags like that to all your customers?
Yeah.
You've got a little watch, haven't you?
Yeah, I haven't.
Sister Eileen bought you a little watch with that book at Christmas. Are you having problems?
Cold.
What are you trying to do?
Something this. Shut.
Is that it pops on there like that?
Can we do it, Dad?
It's a little popper. Isn't it? Oh, Thomas, what a muddle I've got in this wall. This looks like Pippin's had hold of it, doesn't it? Is there a little mirror in that bag, Thomas, or is it just a bag?
You are.
Thank you. Shall I put the earrings straight into there?
Yeah.
Right, there's a nice little zip compartment there. I'll put them in there. Then would you like to press the zip for me, please?
Yeah, I can't do that.
I'm going to pop the popper on. Oh, that's very kind. Thank you. Bye-bye, Mr. Jeweller. I'll see you again.
Yeah.
In fact, my watch needs repairing.
Yeah.
Do you do watch repairs?
Oh, yeah.
There you are. Could I have my watch repaired, please? It stopped working.
No. Not so
Why is it stopped working?
It's not working, I know. Yeah. You're not going home yet.
No, I seem to be spending a lot of time in the juniors, don't I?
Mm.
Every time I think I'm ready to leave, I realise there's something else I haven't bought.
It's working now.
Is it working?
Okay.
Oh, listen. Yes, you listen, it's going tick-tock. Can you hear it? Thank you. What was the matter? Did it just need a good clean and a new battery?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very, very much, Watchman. I shall see you again.
Yeah. See you tomorrow at Charlotte's party.
Pardon?
See you tomorrow at Charlotte's party.
You'll see me tomorrow at Charlotte's party?
Yeah.
Well, that was last week, wasn't it? Last Wednesday. This time last week, we were talking about going to Charlotte's party. Now we've been. That week's gone very quickly. In fact, we might well go to Charlotte's house this afternoon because Mummy's got something to give Lynn. And I haven't really had a proper talk to Lynn. So if we rush around later and do all our jobs, we can perhaps go and pay them a visit. How would that seem? Would you like that? That's how the lid works. That's how it goes up and down with the hinge. You get them on doors as well, so that doors open and close easily. Hello, Julia.
Hello.
Do you know, I got home yesterday after buying that Thomas the Tank Engine badge. And my little boy, Thomas, thought it was lovely. And his friend, Jake, saw it. Jake said, I wish I had a badge like that. So I've just come to see if you've got any more Thomas the Tank Engine badges in your jewellery shop.
That's Jake's one.
Oh, that's for Jake, is it? Thank you. How much is that?
Six.
Sixpence?
You're oh, Jake.
Thank you. The only one in the car that only cost a penny. Well, look, I haven't really got any money with me. Can I pay you later, please?
Yeah.
Good man, thank you. I'll come back later with some money. Have you got any more badges left, if I need any more?
I haven't.
You haven't? We've bought the last one, haven't we?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Well, I'll call back later tomorrow to pay the badge that we've just bought for Jake. Is that all right?
Yeah. Okay,
I want a badge like that. Oh, thank you. When I got home yesterday, Mr. Jeweller, my pussycat Purdy was very upset. Because she said, you bought a badge for Thomas. You haven't bought anything for me. You don't happen to have any badges or brooches that would be suitable for pussycat,
oh, sorry,
do you?
Oh, sorry, Birdie.
Do you perhaps have any badges with a pussycat on them?
Yeah.
Do you?
Purdy, eat a lot.
Oh, look at that. Isn't that beautiful? Well, I'll take that for Purdy. How much is that?
Three pennies.
And I owe you 6 pennies for yesterday. Mm-hmm. So that's 9 pennies I owe you. So I'll give you 50 pence, please, and then I'll have some change for the bus home.
But you're not going on the bus now.
Aren't I? Right, should I get a taxi? I hope to get a taxi room and I've got all this valuable jewellery. Oh, just before I leave, my husband's going out this evening. He needs some cufflinks to wear and his shirt cuffs and his sleeves. Have you got any nice cufflinks, please, for gentlemen?
You have not. That's a string thing.
It's a tie pin. It's a cufflink I'm after, please. A pair of cufflinks. I'm sure you must have some, because I think most jewellers sell them. Shall I have a look, perhaps, on the shelf and see if I can see anything I like?
Yeah.
Which tray do I need to look at, jeweller?
The blue one.
The blue one? Where's the blue one?
Yeah.
Could you pull it out for me, please?
Aye. Lots of pennies.
Lots of pennies to spend in your shop. I'm just looking for a pair of cufflinks, actually, please. Have you got any?
Yeah.
Which drawer are they in?
This one.
Oh, they just look like ladies' earrings, don't they?
Yeah, I don't know, look.
Perhaps they're in the drawer underneath, do you think?
No, that's my money.
What about the drawer in between your money and the earrings, the ladies' earrings? You've got some nice tie pins. Oh, there's a cufflink. That's a gentleman's cufflink. Look. Could I take that, please?
Oh, yeah.
And I wonder, really, whether his tie pin is suitable for a nice evening out. Perhaps I'll take a tie pin as well, please. Have you got any tie pins in your shop?
This is shut. Oh, okay.
The shop's shut?
Oh, my key.
Can you not lock the shop because you've not lost the key?
No.
Oh, dear, dear.
Where's the key?
Let's have a look. I think you put the key. Oh, where did you put the key? Oh, dear, dear. The key to the jewellery box, to the jewellery shop is missing. Oh, here it is. You just dropped it on your chair. So the shop's closed now, is it? Does that mean I can't have the tie pin I wanted to buy?
No.
Oh, please, could you just open it specially for me? I'm a very, very, very good customer. I bought an awful lot of jewellery from you this week.
Julia, where are you? Oh, it is. Oh, yeah, that's a Julian.
That's a Julian, is it? It's a tie pin. It's called jewellery. Anything like rings, earrings, necklaces, braces, watches. Bracelets, watches. Jewellery. The jewellers. Oh, that's a lovely tie pin. Thank you. I think you'll be so pleased with that. You'll feel really smart when he goes out, won't he? Sell anything else in your shop?
Yeah.
What else do you sell?
Chips.
You sell chips?
Mm.
Well, do you know, I've never ever been in a jeweller's shop before that sell chips. Do you do anything else?
Yeah.
What else?
Was it chips?
Well, you've got to close that as well. You've got to put the front up. The bottom down, and then I think you've probably locked it already. Shall we put the key in?
No, just a minute. It's closed.
Is it?
Yeah.
And by night, is he a fish and chip shop?
The chip shop.
I bet the jewellery all smells of salt and vinegar, doesn't it? And fat grease.
Is it a chip shop now?
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, that's handy, because I'm just wondering what we're going to have for tea. Could I have two portions of fish and chips, please, for myself and my little boy.
Yeah.
My little boy's called Thomas.
Henry Sykes.
Yes, Thomas Henry Sykes, that's the very same boy. He's quite a nice boy.
Yes.
He rather likes chips.
Mm.
And very occasionally we go to the fish and chip shop. We've not done that for a while, have we? I wonder whether Julian will be better this week, Thomas. What do you think? He was hoping to start back with the music classes the first Friday after half term. Well, I think that's this week, isn't it? We've not heard
of it.
Oh, that's lovely, thank you. And could I have some salt and vinegar on them, please?
Finding another one.
Thank you so much, that's very kind.
And you'll need some penny?
Yes. How much do I owe you?
2 pennies.
Thank you. Right, I shall go home and eat them while they're still hot. Thank you very much indeed. Bye bye now.
Bye.
Very kind of you.
You'll need some fish.
Did you forget to cook the fish?
Yeah.
You just gave me chips. Well, could I have 2 portions of cod, please? No, I won't. I'll have 1 portion of cod and 1 portion of haddock, please.
Yeah, and Coca-Cola.
Go on then, yes, please.
Thanks.
You'd make a good shop man, wouldn't you?
Suggesting a
beaker? No, I'll just buy a bottle, please, and then we can drink it when we get home. We can pour it into beakers. So you're a shopkeeper, Thomas, selling people things that they haven't even come into the shop for.
And I've got any chips and Coca-Cola.
Haven't you?
No, I haven't.
Well, you've just given me some chips, so I'm all right for chips, but you were going to fry me some fish. Can you not do the fish either?
No.
Oh,
where's my key?
Well, I think perhaps you ought to stick to being a jeweller, don't you? It's not really working out, is it, being a jeweller? If you put the key inside.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Do you know how to open it?
Yeah.
You press those two together and lift the lid.
And then?
You found it. The shop locks again now.
Yep. You cry a Coca-Cola shirt.
Oh dear, I'm so disappointed. I was really looking forward to a glass of Coca-Cola with my fish and chips. I've got to the fish and chip shop and it's shut, it's closed, it's all locked up.
You upset, Mum?
I am quite upset, yes. Not fair, is it?
No, it's not. No, Mum, not.
Can you manage to work a lot now, Thomas? Managing? Oh, listen. You hear that siren?
It's a fire engine.
I think it is. It could be a fire and police or ambulance man, couldn't it?
What's it looking for?
Well, if it's the police car, it's probably looking for naughty boys.
I mean, I'm naughty children, I mean.
Naughty children? You're not a naughty child, are you? And if it's an ambulance, it'll be looking for poorly people. Taking them to the hospital.
Like Grandma Bailey.
Like Grandma Bailey, that's right, yes.
You cry very loud, Mama.
Why am I crying?
It's open. It's chip shop.
There you are. Press the two buttons in. Well, you've locked it again now, haven't you?
Yes.
Can you work the key? You know how to unlock it again, don't you?
You can't.
Can't you? Would you like me to do it?
Yes.
Yes, please. This is rather fancy, like a little tassel on the end, isn't it?
Yeah.
There we are. I think that should work. Let me just have another go. Oh, the adhesives were stuck, aren't we? There we are, that's open now, darling.
Yeah.
Where's the key?
You cry.
Why am I crying?
There's no Coca-Cola on it.
Oh, dear, dear.
You cry very loud.
All right. Oh, what on earth am I going to do? I was planning on having chips and Coca-Cola for my tea, and the chip shop's closed. What am I going to do?
Buy some sausage.
Buy some sausage? Where from?
The butcher's.
Oh, right. Oh, the butcher's is just over the road, isn't it?
Mm.
Oh, let's be careful crossing the road. Right, I think we can go now. Yes, from the other side of the road. Hello, Mr. Butcher. Hello, could I have half a pound of pork sausages, please?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, I can't open this.
It's open already now. Isn't it? Oh, you've put your gold chain on to serve me, have you?
Mm.
That's very nice. You must be a very important butcher if you're wearing a gold chain.
These are sausages.
Oh, thank you very much indeed. Thank you. How much do I owe you for the sausages?
Two.
2 pence. It's quite cheap, that, Thomas. That's lovely.
You cry.
Why am I crying now?
So loud.
Why am I crying?
The butcher's no more sausages.
Oh, well, I'm not bothered whether the butcher hasn't got any more sausages because I've just bought some. Have I bought the last ones in the shop?
Yes.
Well, you'll have to go to the back and make some more, won't you? It'll be the person behind me that's crying. I'm not crying because I've bought mine.
You'll cry now. Very loud. You're very loud.
Do you know why I'm crying?
Yeah.
I'm crying because when I got home, I was just unlocking the front door and I put the bundle of sausages down on the doorstep while I looked for my key. And a little dog came and grabbed the sausages and ran away with them. And now I've nothing for tea and the fish shop is closed and the butcher's is closed. Whatever am I going to do? What do you think I should do?
Buy some more sausages later.
But where from, Thomas?
I don't know.
Tesco's. They're open quite late, aren't they, Tesco?
If a big brown dog comes, take them away.
Yes. Well, I'll wait till Daddy gets home from work and then I'll see if he'll take us to Tesco in the car. Are you not too hungry that you can wait until I get home?
No.
And what are you going to have with the sausages when we buy them? What would you like to eat with them?
Sausage and beans.
Sausage and beans?
Yeah.
And what about some mashed potato?
I don't like mashed potato.
You tell me yesterday you did like mashed potato.
Butcher and Badger
like
mashed potato.
Butcher and Badger like mashed potato, do they? Mm. That's another television programme that you watch, isn't it?
I watch Fran and Sam now.
I know you watch Fran and Sam. Would you like to watch Fran and Sam now?
Yeah.
I think he might be on fairly soon. Mummy has spent all this time trying to unravel the wall, Thomas, and I still haven't managed to get it all done.
You cry, Mummy, very loud.
Why am I crying now?
No wall.
Because what?
Yeah, my wall.
Oh, my wall, yes. Are you a wall shop?
Yeah.
Oh, thank goodness for that, because I spent all afternoon trying to unravel this piece of wall that Pippin's got in the knot. But I can't manage it, so I think the easiest thing is, could you please sell me a new ball of wool? Could you sell me a new ball of wool, please, to match this one, match the colour? Oh, thank you. That's very nice. How much do I owe you?
Pippin.
Oh, you're Pippin now, are you? Well, can I not pay the shopkeeper first?
No.
No?
Okay. This is a basket, a Pippin.
Well, it's Pippin's basket, is it, your chair? Mm. Right, that's nice. Are you going to sleep in your basket, Pippin?
Yeah.
Have you had a very busy morning?
Yeah.
What have you been doing?
Making a rain soap.
Doing what?
Being a storm syndicate.
Pardon, Thomas?
Being sad.
You're just making up silly words again, aren't you?
Yeah.
What a silly billy boy.
Jelly Pippin. You're Simon Sam.
Well, are you Pippin or are you Simon Sam?
Well, Pippin. You're crying, Pip and Mabel.
No more money. No more money? Are you working in a bank?
Yeah.
And there's no more money?
No. You're crying.